From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. Four of the biggest unions in the AFL-CIO are boycotting the organization's convention in Chicago, which begins tomorrow. The move brings the AFL-CIO closer to a split and comes as the labor group celebrates its 50th birthday. NPR's Frank Lanfitt is on the line from Chicago. Frank, which are the disaffected unions and how big a part of the AFL-CIO are they and why are they so unhappy?
Well, these are some of the biggest ones in. They have about one-third of the total membership of the AFL-CIO, which is a total of about 13 million members. Of course, the AFL-CIO is labor's umbrella organization, and this group includes the service workers, which is the biggest union and the fastest growing in the organization, the Teamsters, the food and commercial workers, and then Unite Here, which is the garment and the hotel and restaurant workers.
And what's their complaint?
What they say is labor has gone on such a dramatic slide and it's lost so much membership that the AFL-CIO needs to completely reinvent itself. And what they're demanding is that the organization spend half its budget on organizing more workers. And they're also asking for President John Sweeney to step down. He's been in for about 10 years now. And they say he hasn't done enough to stop labor's slide.
And so what is the reaction of the parent AFL-CIO organization, and how is that likely to affect this historic 50th anniversary convention, which begins tomorrow?
Well, people I talked to today, particularly this afternoon, are bitter. I was talking to one AFL-CIO official who said, you know, we're beyond bitter. And I think that they see this as a bit of an embarrassment. I mean, this is coming on the eve of their convention. They see this as an opportunity to celebrate 50 years of big labor in America, and also John Sweeney's reelection. You know, he's headed towards an easy reelection one way or the other. And what they're saying, they see this a bit as personal. Some of the people in the AFL-CIO say that this is a failed power play, that they wanted to unseat Sweeney, he's got the votes, and that they're leaving and doing it while the media is watching to get maximum effect.
It's a traumatic breakup. What effect is it going to have on the meeting tomorrow, and where would the AFL-CIO go from here?
Well, it could make the meeting a bit of an anticlimax, and I think certainly people in the AFL-CIO think that's what the dissidents have in mind. Today, this afternoon, though, they were putting on a brave face. They had a rally for Sweeney in one of the ballrooms here at the Sheraton on the Chicago River, and there was Sweeney leading everybody, singing, and they were swaying together, singing Solidarity Forever. What we're going to find out soon is if the service workers are, in fact, going to actually quit the AFL-CIO. And I think that that would deal a real blow to the organization because they are so big and they have done so well. The dissident group, what they say is they're going to begin to form their own organization and have a convention in the next maybe 2 or 3 months themselves so they can look forward and have something institutional so they can really address some of the political as well as the organizing problems that labor faces.
Well, thanks very much for checking in with us.
Happy to do it.
NPR's Frank Lanfitt on the line with us from Chicago.